I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's going to be the best day ever. And it's brought to you by National Vinyl Record Day. It might be considered old school, but vinyl's still incredibly popular. Collectors and enthusiasts are grabbing everything they can get. The instant gratification of streaming music is great, and it has made our lives easier, but there's nothing like that tactile feel, carefully handling a physical record, reverently placing it on the turntable, and then those little pops and scratches as it's about to begin. Oh, that's good.
Wow, that was a nice speech. Did you write that?
Oh, thank you. I did. Yeah. Well, it said something. It said something else. I was like, that does not do vinyl.
It's due.
Come on. Wow. That's good.
So you saw what Aho wrote and you went, I could do better than that.
Oh, I assume he cut and pasted. I don't know.
Oh.
Did you write the thing that I rejected?
I wrote it. So.
Oh, it was terrible. Oh, boy, it was Aho. Awful. Terrible. Like, get rid of that.
I am
right
so
there.
Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah. Aho.
Don't be sorry.
It's all good.
Yeah, he'll live. He'll live. It's fine. Nobody dies on radio. Oh, my God. I shouldn't have said that. Oh. Anne Hage is not expected to live.
That's your segue into the...
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You hear about deaths on the radio, but nobody dies on radio. Yeah. It's not...
Oh my goodness!
That was
a lot to drop right out of that like that. But okay,
it's a very sad situation. She is look. Every time I've heard about her in the last 10 years, it's been some craziness or buffoonery. She's last weekend. In case you missed this, she was on a tear. I read a story yesterday where her blood is tested positive for cocaine. So she was a wide awake drunk, apparently. But she was just off her rocker. She was out of her mind. She was driving around. There were multiple sort of hit and run situations. Backed into somebody else's garage. She almost hit a bunch of pedestrians. There was a shot of her just streaking through an alley and a guy kind of jumping out of the way of her car. And then she ran her car deep into somebody's house who, thank God, everyone there survived. I guess the lady had a turtle and two dogs, and they all got out of the house safely. But that house burnt down, and Anne Hage was pulled out of there. She actually sat herself up on the stretcher at one point, but she has since lapsed into a coma, and they are saying she's had a massive brain injury, and they're looking into whether or not her organs are okay to be donated. Like anything that's a choice that she made, she would donate her organs, and they're talking about that right now.
The story I heard after the news broke initially was that the woman was home and missed being run over by a couple feet.
Oh my God.
Like she was there. She was in her house when the car came barreling through. Now, that's again just something I read, but damn, man.
I know. You're just sitting there, dude to do. It's just a day. And
missed
suddenly,
it by that much. Like, that's got to be one of those things where just the crashing sound alone would be horrifying.
Right,
and then to realize
the
car is a couple feet from you.
And the house is on fire.
Yeah, and then the fire, starts, and you've got animals and all this stuff to sort of try. It's a bad scene, but but I'm sorry to hear that she's gonna pass away. That's
yeah. This is TMZ says Anne Heche suffered a catastrophic brain injury in the moments following her crash into a home, and as a result, she is not expected to survive. And this is according to her people. Her rep has said this is it's not good. They released a statement last night saying, unfortunately, due to her accident, she suffered severe anoxic brain injury and remains in a coma in critical condition and is not expected to survive. It's been her choice to donate organs, and she's being kept on life support to determine if any are viable. There are, look, if you're into it, there are photos of the aftermath on TMZ and the original video. There was some helicopter video of her when she sort of sprung up weirdly on the stretcher as they were taking her out. But that's the situation there.
So she's leaving behind two little kids, right?
I don't know how old her kids are. I thought she just had one kid, a kid boy named Harrison or something. But I don't, I don't know. I have not followed her closely since she and Ellen broke up.
She has two kids.
Oh, yeah? How old are they? Are they little?
Homer is 20 years old, and Atlas is 13.
Atlas. Well, that's quite a name to carry around with you. Anne Heche, bad news. Now I want to, I don't know, if I wanted a D pick, I'd date Brett Favre. Like, the world is very puzzled by the Tommy Lee Wiener shots on social media.
Why? He was already everywhere. Like,
but they're like, why now? Why do you think I want to see this?
Maybe one of the band members went, pull out your secret weapon. We're not selling tickets. We need you to show that thing off in order to get some press for our concerts.
Actually, you know, what's funny is there is no press for his cut. This is all really just ponderings over why he feels like we haven't seen enough of that thing. But you're not wrong. That could 100% be like, listen, let's sell some tickets. Let's get everyone to come. Maybe I'll flash it at the shows too, and they'll get that news. They are saying that there was a limited series called Pam and Tommy, which I wound up not watching. I don't know why I didn't watch it. Maybe I'll see if my sister wants to watch it with me. And I guess there are scenes where he shows it. You don't get to see it, but it gets shown, and people are go like, you know, it's sort of a comedy prop in the show, like, you know, okay. Get away from me with that giant thing. Maybe they do show it. I don't know. But I guess because it was like reduced to a comic prop, he was like, I want to remind you that there's nothing funny about this monster. And this is no joke. This is
you know,
the real deal.
I think for comedic, you know, relief in that show, it was probably funny to have everyone make that. But aren't most people like, yeah, I'll take that. Isn't that what your reaction would be? Like,
absolutely not. No, thank you.
What are you talking about?
That looks like it would hurt. Oh, you know what? I just remembered. There was a penis puppet thing. Like, doesn't the penis talk in the show Pam and Tommy? This is like he's having a convo with it, and it's talking back.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure that's. I'm pretty sure that's. He's like, my penis does not talk.
They say in episode two,
it's frightening, and here's a reminder. I might have to watch that.
Because of that?
Yeah. Well, for lots of reasons. That girl from Downton Abbey is Pam. So I'm. Oh, boy. Oh, my goodness.
That's
Is that it talking?
That's the shot
he put out. Okay.
Let's see. Here it is. No,
oh, that's what he posted yesterday?
This is from the show? Yeah, yeah.
Is that him being led by his talking wiener?
I think when he's staring at the mirror is when he's talking to his. I would think that's what it seems. I haven't watched the show.
We got to watch this.
It pops right up if you Google it.
Talking wiener. Anyway, he posted full frontal to Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, and it's as big as I remember it being.
And we, you know what? Not only did I not see the picture, and I don't need to, but when we got to the. Was that Instagram? And there was a picture of he then posted a picture of an elephant and a guy talking.
Yes.
Like, I don't know what that was. It seemed
It sounds like they took it down off of Instagram. Like, you're not allowed. But Twitter will let you post. You can post hardcore porn on Twitter, apparently.
What?
Apparently. You can post what you want. I don't know if, is that one of those things? Do you ever see something get sent to you and people, there's like a blur and it says this could be sensitive material or.
Yes.
Maybe they put it up like that, but apparently you can post anything you want to Twitter. I don't know. Don't ask me. I'm not on Twitter. So no word from Tommy on why any of this was necessary, but Vinny postulates a decent theory. Well, we need to sell some tickets.
I can't think of any other reason. I mean, other than bragging.
Just pure showing off,
yeah,
right?
Just bragging. Yeah. I mean,
hey, just want to remind you, I got the stuff.
You know, he's a married guy,
yeah.
And I know that you know she probably is well aware of who he is, and mm-hmm. you know, regularly deals with that thing.
Lucky.
So I don't know. I mean,
regularly deals with that. That's, there's the line of the day.
Well, the way you make it sound, I mean, I think that you would like it. I don't know why you're not.
That
thrilled.
Looks like a problem to me. Oh boy, there's Pam and Tommy.
I can't see any of the stuff you keep posting.
God,
like they're too small.
You
and
should
blurry.
Go. You should definitely go
blurry?
Full screen on that.
Oh,
no.
Should I go full screen?
Yeah.
Okay, you got it, dude.
Is that, I think that is actually from the video.
Yeah, this is from the video. From the, that's correct.
Oh,
this is from
my Lord. Okay, well, there you go.
Pam and Tommy's.
I mean, she could
video,
get yeah. two more hands on that thing.
That is
and she
that
can't
is
even
the tell
get all the-
right there, man. The whole hand, and there's still a ton of
two
trunk
more
left.
Hand holds there. Right. That is.
The hand looks tiny.
That is. That takes two people to handle it.
I would be like. Get your hand out of there. You're making me feel small. I don't know why. Like you're taking up all.
I can't see it at all. What is happening here?
You're taking up all the real estate for this photo. Get your hand out of there.
Make your hand smaller. Crunch your fingers together.
And don't do the two fingers. That's not helping either. I don't know what.
Oh, God.
Holy schmoly.
That's a big one.
Now that's real life, right?
That's from the actual.
Yeah, that's from the actual.
Yeah.
The
wow.
video. That
all right. Well,
supposedly leaked.
Yeah.
Leaked video.
That's
I'll take it down. Everybody's.
Well, she does know what to do with it.
Nobody's talking.
Yeah, we're totally. I'm just staring at the thing like Jesus. That looks like a. That's just like Vinny said. That's something that has to be dealt with on a regular basis. That thing. Anyway.
Well, you'd get used to it, right?
Or you'd get over it. Like,
okay, I think you'd
enough
get
of
used
this
to it.
Thing. I'm not interested in this anymore.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
It's not for air. I get it.
Okay. Whatever you say.
what are you talking? It's your
Jesus.
Story.
It's your story.
Yeah. She's whatevering her way out of her own story.
I'm not. I'm whatevering my way out of under Bryn's comments.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh boy. Oh no. My sister just said her flights got delayed. Questlove bought a farm to prepare for the apocalypse. When the COVID-19 lockdown happened, and he's a guy who, I think he lives in New York City. I mean, they say he lives in a penthouse. He was alone. He was alone in a penthouse, and it wasn't a good time for him. So he recently bought an 8-acre farm where he's building a warehouse for his records and a safe haven for his family. He said he was convinced by his ex. Because I guess he was like calling everyone like, will you just talk to me? Because I'm alone in my penthouse. And she said, look, you need to buy some land and be able to go someplace and have elbow room the next time a COVID-19 hits. Or
a New
apocalypse.
York penthouse is a bad place to go through. Like, I would think he'd be in heaven. He can order all the takeout he
right.
needs. They
He's
deliver.
Very close to heaven. Right.
I don't.
He said, well, he was lonely. You know, he couldn't see anyone. And New York was shut down. I'll bet there were places that weren't, you know, plenty of places said, no, we're not doing any in-person stuff. Although they really got good at the contactless delivery.
Yeah.
So, and I'm sure in New York where everybody's takeout all the time. He said, of his new farm, his 8 acres of land. I'm building my version of Noah's Ark, my dream place that in case something happens, then I know to ring the alarm and everyone knows immediately to report to Amir's farm. So there you go.
I like it. I like it, too. And I would bet that, well, I'll say it this way. He's not the only one that had thoughts of, what are we going to do about this?
Yeah.
Like, this is this the beginning of...
The end times?
Well, a string of this type of stuff? Like, are right. we, you know... That definitely made me nervous in a way that was... And that's why I'm having trouble watching, you know, some of these darker TV shows. I just... It feels like, no, you know what? I got enough dark thoughts. Thank you.
Yeah. I still remember that very first week where things were starting to shut down, March of 2020. Mm-hmm. Bryn, you got word from someone you knew who worked...
Oh, that's right. Uh-huh.
Who was like...
Who works part of the government.
They were privy to the fact that everything was going to shut down.
Yeah.
And he's like, Bryn comes up to me, I think probably to you too, Vin,
yeah,
all of us.
Yeah, the office.
He basically goes, you need to call your people and tell them to get to the supermarket right now and buy those staples. And
do you remember that?
I don't remember that at all. I remember
that, right?
Mm-hmm. I remember you, that convo with like... John. I'm like, John, don't freak out. Do as I say, please.
I was kind of unsure because my friend's legit, but I was like, this can't.
I know. It just seemed, it was the moments before it became real.
It was before they shut down. He was saying the National Guard's coming through and this is going to happen. They're going to do a stay-at-home order for everybody. This is before it happened. But I was just like, oh, man, that just can't be possible.
I know.
They're going to shut everything down and make us stay home? That's impossible. No way. And then it was like a week.
I remember that last week. If you guys remember this, I had a tattoo scheduled and was walking around in downtown San Francisco going to my tattoo artist, and it was a ghost town already. And they hadn't shut everything down yet. In fact,
officially, right.
I went and got a tattoo. You know, I sat in that room with my tattoo guy, Grime, for 5 hours. And then it shut down, and I went, I don't know if I'm ever getting... Like, this thing's halfway done. He didn't finish it. So
is it
was
going
to be two sittings, and it took 2 years for me to get to go back.
Oh, my God.
Oh, so you finished it.
He's finished it since, like, recently, nice. Actually.
Nice.
The end of last year, I think. But yeah, I remember that part. I don't remember Bryn warning us, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I remember because John and I talk about that phone call. He was like, there was just something in your voice that put me on high alert. And that was when John went and got. And the thing was, we just didn't know. He bought a 6-pack of toilet paper. I'm like.
Well, he didn't know the toilet paper.
Yeah,
was
we've
thing.
Never dealt
the
with
thing.
Supply chain problems of that size. That was really strange to,
it was crazy.
To see, walk into the grocery store and see gutted aisles.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, another thank you to the lady who dropped off a 6-pack to our listener. I don't remember your name, but somebody dropped a 6-pack of toilet paper right there on my front stoop.
And here we are back at pooping.
Oh yeah. Wow. Let's keep coming back to pooping.
All right.
That'll be great. Yeah, let's do. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
I have, speaking of, you know, that creepy feeling we all got from the pandemic early days.
Yeah.
Another problem this state has been dealing with is the drought. And Gavin made some real leaps forward yesterday. Big announcements and good news after these.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
You heard it here first.
The Radio Alice Report.
Okay. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank knows that without a healthy community, they can't be a healthy bank. They've been supporting local causes since the 60s and have been recognized as a top Bay Area philanthropist for nearly two decades. Head over to FremontBank.com/community to find out how they impact your neighborhood.
Nice.
That's Fremont Bank, everyone. All right, this news is overdue. I love it. I realize, unfortunately, if you, I get there's a lot of passionate, there's a lot of people passionate about politics in the Bay Area. I get
yes,
that.
Yes, there are. Yeah.
What I find is you will hear something that you think sounds great, and then somewhere, someone is happy to tell you why that can never happen. It's totally wrong and will never work. And, you know, so getting anything done politically is difficult.
Yes.
You see that there's always opposition and an angle you would never have thought of. So
right.
With this announcement, I expect there to be some pushback of some kind. I don't know why, because California is always in a drought.
Yes.
We're always in a drought. We are a drought state, and we've always been that.
Water management is incredibly difficult here.
So this is from the front page of your Mercury News. Gavin Newsom calls for boosting water supply projects to curb California drought and climate change. He is setting new targets for new reservoirs, desalinization, water recycling, and stormwater capture, and more.
Nice.
And this is, in my opinion, late.
Long overdue.
Way overdue.
Yep.
So he did this at a new desalination plant under construction in Antioch. So this was where he made his announcement yesterday. He basically said, we can't conserve our way out of this drought crisis.
No.
It not only continues to be a problem, but it might be getting worse with climate change. So we have to take extreme steps. He released a 19-page plan, and it directs state agencies to accelerate permits, provide more funding to cities and local water districts, and this is going to spread through our state, hopefully, fingers crossed, quickly.
Yeah.
Like, we need this. This is great.
We need it.
One of the things that you were just mentioning about Questlove in the celebrity trash is, because of the pandemic, he went, oh, I gotta take steps to keep my family safe. I don't doubt there are people and have been people in California who went, we gotta move. It's too scary, this water problem. When you see these empty reservoirs and everyone's just functioning as if this isn't real life.
Right.
You're looking at the picture of an empty reservoir and you're not concerned about that and you're letting your water run. Mm. What?
I know.
So this is all good news. I love it. Let's hope the opposition is minor and, you know, the people saving the brown beetle or the frog, or
right.
whatever thing.
Well, you can't
and I'm
do
not,
that.
I'm
these brown beetles must live.
I'm not against the conservation efforts of these animals or whatever thing, but we need this in this
We're
state.
We're number one.
Badly.
We're number one. Save the people. Give the people the water.
Among the plan's targets are doubling the amount of recycled water produced in the state by 2040.
Which is great. Every
How are you going to argue with that?
No. We should be we should be catching all our rainwater. We should be using all of our soapy water to water our plants. This is...
What do we call it? Gray water? Gray yeah. water needs to be used... If you can't get gray water to a lawn or a plant, then that plant has to die. Like, gray water should be the only thing that feeds our greenery in our yards.
It really should. But people, like, the infrastructure that needs to get put in place for that is... There's a lot.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it, people. Do it. Oh
anyway,
God,
if you want to read more about this, you can. It's in. I'm reading it from the Merck, but this was Gavin Newsom's big announcement yesterday, and I don't know how anyone in the state of California, you got to be blind to be like, well, we don't need that.
Yeah.
What?
We need it. We need it yesterday.
So go, Gavin. Like, that's a really... Again, as to use your word, it's overdue.
Yeah.
We move on. How about some nerd news?
Oh, what are you singing my song, Vin?
Mm-hmm.
Nerd alert.
Science!
Nerd alert.
Here is some nerd news from Week in Science. A new study found men are seen as less threatening and intimidating when they're holding a tiny dog.
Oh. Wow, someone's like spending money on that study.
Yeah.
That's very...
People in Canada saw a weird phenomenon similar to the Northern Lights, but it's purple and it's named Steve, short for Strong Thermal Velocity Enhancement.
What is it, though?
I don't know. I don't
like this.
I didn't
like
see
this
it.
Purple.
This is the first I'm hearing about it. Oh look, he is he's... way less intimidating with that little...
Is that the mountain?
That is a mountain.
Oh.
And is that Pomeranian. A Yorkie? Oh, a Pomeranian.
Like a,
okay.
It looks like a Pomeranian to me.
Yeah,
sure.
You're probably right.
It's adorable.
I don't know all the brands of chicken dogs, so I can't
yeah,
be trusted. Yeah,
that's basically a set of hands with a little head popping out the
mm-hmm,
top.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at the size of that guy's hand. He could crush that dog's skull, but he won't because it's too cute. He can't crush the cute.
The dog's side
Who
of his
Who even
hand?
Thinks
right,
of crushing
right.
that little dog's skull? What is wrong
when,
with
when
you?
When I see that giant hand, I think, oh, that can do some damage. Careful with that. You don't know your own strength.
A study found sea sponges sneeze to eject unwanted waste just like humans do.
Oh.
And they may have produced the first sneezes 600 million years ago.
Wow, sea sponges. They're so complex.
Astronomers have spotted the youngest planet ever. It's just 1.5 million years old.
Oh.
Earth is 4.5 billion years old. So in planetary terms, it's a baby.
It's just a tiny baby. Where is it? And did they find it with the James Webb telescope?
I'll tell you where it is. Wait.
That way.
Wait, I can't get my...
Just point up. It's up. It's just point up. It's up.
That's where it is, Sarah. It's up there.
Okay. No reference points. No,
no.
It's not near. Okay.
Nope. Got nothing for you. Just,
right.
You know, they found it and they're really... They spotted it. They know it's a baby and the end.
I see.
Here's a picture of it.
That's... That's just a picture of a purple ring. That's the thing that happened in Canada. They obviously discovered this new thing.
Oh, that's
thing
the
in
Steve
Canada.
Thing?
I don't know. I'm just joking because it's purple. Oh. It's like a... Okay, so I believe it. Astronomers may have found the youngest planet.
If okay. we can... What? Okay, I'm not reporting that one.
Do it.
All right, I will. If we can figure out how to bring back woolly mammoths, should we eat them? That's a real question people are asking right
there
now.
There would be a lot of meat on them. No, we shouldn't.
Yeah,
we also shouldn't bring back woolly mammoths.
All right. I'm not going to argue with you with that, especially if we're bringing them back just to eat them.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
is
not
wrong
back
with
to
us?
Eat them. That just seems, it seems wrong on many levels. I don't know. Like, wouldn't woolly mammoths be too big for us, really? Let's not. Prehistoric stuff, nah.
Unbelievable. We're going to bring this thing back so we can barbecue it.
I bet it's good. I bet it would be tasty.
Well, you think Guy Fieri's working on a recipe right now? I mean, what?
I got my woolly mammoth burger.
Bring him back.
Bring him back.
So dumb. Ay, ay, ay. Dermatologists are telling you right
spicy
now that...
Spicy mammoth mouthful. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I hate it.
I made a spigot the size of a tree.
Okay. Dermatologists say you're probably showering wrong.
Probably, right?
Here's
Aren't
a bunch
we
of
pretty
stuff.
Much doing everything wrong?
Yeah, here's a bunch of stuff you need to know. First of all, if you don't work out, if you're not getting too sweaty and not doing too much activity, you do not need to shower every day.
I agree with that.
The first thing on the list, don't shower too often. It should depend on your activity level. And if you're not very active and not sweating, do not shower that day. Keep it short.
Sometimes
water.
It's nice to smell fresh.
Well, I prefer a shower no matter what, but with our water crisis and them telling me, yep. I've showered a lot less in the last, I don't know, handful of years because I'm realizing not only does it waste water, but if I don't need it, I shouldn't do it. You know?
Yeah. I'm all for taking a few days off from showering.
But I, on the other hand, wouldn't try to sell an unshowered area to Christina.
Sure.
Like, I'm not going to be all, hey,
yeah.
I haven't washed, but.
Extra potent today.
Yeah. I got some mad funk happening. I got woolly mammoth style funk going on down here.
Like flavor.
Oh, check out my tusk.
Want some more flavor. Mm.
She was just walking through and made a face like, thanks.
She means it.
They say keep it short. Water and cleansers like shampoo and body wash can dry out your hair and skin, so the quicker you are, the better. They also say hot water strips away the natural oils and can damage your skin. It's better to take a shower that's lukewarm or cooler.
Oh, stop it. I love a hot shower. Come on. I want it so hot my back turns red. Let's do this thing.
Oh. Mm. Wow, really?
Oh, yeah. Hot. Hot water.
Don't wash your hair too much or too little. Hair is made of dead skin cells, so it doesn't need much washing as the rest of your skin. But not washing it enough can lead to dandruff and, of course, that your hair is pasted to your head look, which no
yeah.
one likes.
It's not your hair. It's your scalp. We need to keep the scalp. Let's keep that nicely conditioned.
And they also say, this is dermatologists talking about how you're showering wrong. Focus on your dirty areas, your arms, your legs. Don't always need soap, but your underarms, your feet, and your... man or woman
crotchal,
zone most definitely
zone, yes,
do
yeah.
need
the crawdad,
soap.
The taint.
Right.
All of it.
What
the belly
did you
button.
Say?
Make sure you clean your belly button, too. A lot of dudes skip that. Don't skip that. Finger right in there.
A lot of dudes skip that.
Yeah.
A lot of the men you were with through the years had stinky belly buttons?
I actually experienced it more than once where I went, oh, you got to be kidding me. Like, do you not realize what's going on here? Let me tell you. Soap, my friend. Soap.
Mm. Their belly button outstunk their man zone?
Oh, by like 5 miles.
Yeah.
So guys, just, you know, maybe you don't think, stick your finger in your belly button right now and smell your finger.
I'll try it.
Go ahead, try it.
I don't smell anything.
Good, that's great. Do you wash with
that
a...
could be a bad friend.
Look, Aho did it too.
So Aho, what do you think?
I think mine's okay.
Okay.
But I'll ask my wife later.
You should.
Yeah.
Do I need to spend a little more attention cleaning this crevice?
Smelling your own... Sorry, Vin. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Vin.
Well, I just wanted to ask Sarah. So in a situation where you've got a guy now who has an extremely funky belly yeah. button, did you tell him or did
yes.
you just...
Actually, I didn't have to tell him because I was in the area and uh-huh. I went, whoa!
Ugh.
I recoiled in horror. Like, what is that? Then I went, oh, it's this. That's where that's coming from. You need to call me later.
Call me later.
Oh, so you left?
Yeah, I was not about to
wow.
do anything near there.
That I've was... never, I can tell you, I've never had a lady say your belly button stinks. So I
did you test it just now?
I do. No, I don't need to. I wash it every day. I always have.
A finger in your belly button, guys. Yourself might not be great because you can't smell yourself, I feel.
Right.
Like listen, own... there can be some real rot in there, so you probably. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm telling you, it was like a mouse had crawled in there and just
died. Yikes.
A horrible death.
No, and now more than ever, I have to, you know, tell my kids, you got to get those elbows. Get your belly button. Get your feet. Wash your feet.
Wash your feet.
You have to wash behind your ears. Get some soap back there. Get some soap in your ear.
In your ear. Yeah, absolutely.
In between your toes. All that.
I'll put a finger between each toe, sure.
Mm-hmm. Our text
and all your little other parts.
Right. Well, that's critical.
Yeah.
How are you going to sell that if it stinks? It just doesn't make any sense. No. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few other things you guys wrote. Vinny, don't you shower after each surf session? The salt water isn't sticky. I actually like how I feel after being in the ocean, but I won't go to bed after having surfed and then, yeah, I'll shower real quick.
You're not rushing to shower, but you will shower.
Yeah, sometimes if I'm not gonna, like, I'll give you an example. If I go for a surf today and then I get out of the water and I don't have anywhere to be or anything to do, I won't shower till tonight. So I will be salty.
Go home and enjoy that salty, sticky feeling.
Now, that said, I've also had times where I went to the bathroom in my wetsuit and was just in the car on the way home, went, wow, I smell like pee-pee. And I've had to shower. Like, you just have to. There's no...
Nobody wants to smell like
No, that's not okay at all.
Well, maybe some people do. I don't know.
I'm a nurse and have to shower. My showers are fine-tuned to 5 minutes.
Mm. Nice. Mm-hmm. Skills.
Nice. Mad skills.
Stop it with the absorbable. It's your literal job to speak. She's doing that on purpose. What's your problem?
Yeah. Adorbsable. Good adorbs. Yeah, all right, I'll stop it. I don't really care. If it's actually getting to someone,
that is one of those things where I've definitely had that feeling like, boy, you're grinding on that, huh? I'm sorry you're having a rough day. Like, it's Friday,
it's fine.
Everyone.
I'll try to not say it anymore.
But
I might forget.
Cares.
Who the hell cares? It is Friday. Remember, guys, it's Friday.
Have a great Friday, you mother
fathers.
Please wish my little Evelyn a happy 4th birthday. Love you guys.
Little Evelyn. I love the name Evelyn.
Sorry, I do too.
Happy birthday, Evelyn. Hope you have the best year yet.
Yep.
Ever.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Leave Benny alone.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.